This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكل شيء إذا ما تم نقصان فلا يغرى بطيب العيش إنسان هي الأمور كما شهدتها دول من سره زمن سأت أزمان وهذه الدار لا تبقي على أحد ولا يدوم على حل لها شان
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, never is it too late to change our lifestyles and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of repentance are always open until the angel of death comes. And this is of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah does not care about the past, He cares about the present. It doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It doesn't matter how many sins we come to. If we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart, if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere repentance, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, Allah forgives all sins. Dear Muslims, there is no better time to resolve to change than this time right now, which is the month of Ramadan. In fact, it can be said that one of the goals of Ramadan, one of the primary goals of Ramadan, is to incentivize us to change. Every single year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunity after opportunity in this month. Every single year, He entices us. Every single year, He tells us and He calls us and He beckons us and He opens the doors of Jannah and He shuts the doors of Jahannam and He chains up the shayateen. Why? Why? Why do we get this opportunity every single year? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make things easy for us. And He wants to facilitate our return unto Him. And Ramadan is the ultimate, or I should say one of the ultimate. Obviously one can say Hajj is the best experience to change your life around. But Hajj, not all of us are blessed to go. And Hajj is once in a lifetime. And Allah knows if we're ever going to go or not. As for Ramadan, one can say it is a mini experience of Hajj. How so? Because what does Hajj do? Hajj forgives all previous sins. What does Ramadan do? Ramadan, if it is done properly, also forgives all previous sins. Now, what is the psychological impact? What is the goal of saying your sins are forgiven? It is obvious, dear Muslim. The goal is that you feel you have a new life. The goal is that the past is gone. Now I have a new life. I have been given a new opportunity. That is the goal of both Hajj and of Ramadan. And that is why the both of them are linked together with ultimate forgiveness. Nothing forgives our sins like Hajj, and then after that, the month of Ramadan. Nothing as a Muslim can forgive our sins as powerfully as going for Hajj. And then number two on the list is this month of Ramadan. And that is why this month is the ideal time for us to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of opportunity. This is the month of forgiveness, of rahmah, of maghfirah. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people every single night. What does it mean, Allah frees people every single night? It means that there were people that were destined to go to Jahannam. There were people whose lifestyles were not worthy of Jannah. And yet every single night, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah azza wa jal will let people loose from being decreed for Jahannam, which means they change their lifestyles, which means they're now worthy of Jannah. Don't we want to be of those who are freed? Don't we want to be of that batch that we are going to Jannah? So the way to do that is to take advantage of this month. The way to do that is to resolve to have a new relationship with our Creator. This is the month, dear Muslims, that allows us to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily we are fasting, nightly we are praying, we are engrossed in the Quran. We see the beauty of this ummah. This is the month that allows us to reconnect with the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear its recitation. We ourselves recite it and we understand how powerful this book is. We understand that this is the spiritual food of our soul. This is the thing that connects us with our Creator. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. The month of Ramadan as well allows us to appreciate the infinite blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. We take so many things for granted, and when we voluntarily stop eating and drinking, we appreciate the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So this is the month to appreciate the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month, dear Muslims, this is the month that proves to every single one of us that if we want to, we can be better people. If we want to, if we put in the effort, if we put in the exertion, then inshallah ta'ala we can rise in our ranks. This is the month that Allah gifted us to show us that yes, we can. Yes, we can be better. Yes, we can give up certain sins. Yes, we can pray better. Yes, we can reconnect with the Quran. And the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of Shawwal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. He is the Lord of this month. He is the Lord of the next month. If we can be good in this month, and yes, Allah facilitates the good of this month, but He's doing so to show us we can be good next month as well. This is the month that shows shows us that insha'Allah ta'ala, with the hawl and the quwwah of Allah, we can be better people if we choose to do so. And Allah is gifting us this month to show us we can do it for the rest of the months. This month, dear Muslims, this month it shows us that we all have an opportunity to begin on a clean slate. And that is why in this month, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us three opportunities to forgive all of our past sins. Whoever fasts iman and wahtisaban, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Iman means he's fasting because he knows he must fast. He's fasting for the sake of Allah. He's not fasting for culture. He's not fasting for society. He's fasting because he knows it is obligatory. Ihtisab means he's expecting Allah to reward him. He wants something in return from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a sign of iman. Oh Allah, I'm doing this for you. So whoever fasts with iman and expecting Allah's rewards, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Whoever prays every single night with iman and expecting Allah's reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. And whoever prays on Laylatul Qadr with iman and expecting Allah's reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. We are given three opportunities in this month, and all of them are doable. All of them are within our grasp. And insha'Allah ta'ala, every one of us in this audience is attempting to do that. We are all fasting today. All of us should pray a little bit extra at night. If you can come to the Taraweeh, excellent. If not, do something at home. But do it regularly. Do it every single night. And put in the effort so that you have a second opportunity to have all of your sins forgiven. And then, in the last 10 nights of this month, and especially in the odd nights, put in an extra effort that you didn't do in the first 20. Show Allah Azza wa Jal that you appreciate the blessing of Laylatul Qadr. Try your best to spend, if not the whole night, if you can't do the whole night, at least half the night or one third of the night in dua, in tahajjud. And if you do these three things, insha'Allah ta'ala, you have Allah's guarantee, insha'Allah, that your sins are forgiven. So this is the month to begin with a clean slate. This is the month that we come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're given a new life, a new opportunity. Imagine, dear Muslims, imagine if there was a criminal from one land and he managed to flee from that land, come to a new country and start in a clean slate, right? This is the reality. We're all criminals. We're all mujrims of ourselves. We're all sinners. Now this month of Ramadan, it is promising to cleanse our record. We have no record after this month. So we start with a new slate and a clean piece of paper. And that means we start with a new commitment, a new life. This is the month, dear Muslims, the month of Ramadan, where we demonstrate that we have the willpower and we have the patience to prefer the worship of Allah over some of the sins that we do. Insha'Allah, every one of you in this audience, insha'Allah ta'ala, you are better this month than you were last month. You are giving up certain sins that you were accustomed to. We are all doing extra. This is the month that Allah is demonstrating for us that we have that patience and we have the sabr and we have the fortitude to put in that extra amount. And subhanAllah, dear Muslims, if we can control our appetite, if we can control eating and drinking, if we can control drinking water for 14 hours, and we're showing Allah we can do that, surely we can control our minor sins. Surely we can control our backbiting. Surely we can control the gaze of our eyes, the sins of our hands. What is more necessary for us, drinking water or the lusts of our body? Drinking water is more important. And yet we are showing Allah that we have the willpower to not even drink water. If you have that much iman, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, then Allah is showing you that if you can live without water for 14 hours and you feel good about it, how much you're going to feel good about giving up the sins, giving up that which is not necessary for you. And most importantly, dear Muslims, perhaps the greatest prize of this month of Ramadan, perhaps the greatest blessing of this month of Ramadan, is that this month introduces us and reintroduces us over and over again to the ladhatul iman, the sweetness of iman. You know, iman has a sweetness. Iman has a ladha, as the Quran and the Sunnah say. There is a sweetness to this faith. And unfortunately, we pollute that sweetness with the false sweetness of our sins. We think that sins give us pleasure, but the reality is that sins are like poison sweets. They taste good on the outside. As soon as we finish the sin, it becomes a poison and it rots our heart and it makes us feel guilty and it makes us distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real sweetness, the permanent sweetness, the pure sweetness is the sweetness of iman. And this month, it reintroduces us to the sweetness of iman. Muslims, Wallahi, every one of us, we know it feels good to be religious. Wallahi, we know this. I don't need to quote you Quran. I don't need to quote you hadith. You know deep down inside that it feels good to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing compares with that pleasure. Nothing gives you more satisfaction. Nothing makes you more content with life than having a relationship with Allah. And this month, it introduces and reintroduces. This month, it teaches and reteaches. We know it, but we need that reminder. We know it, but we need that constant reminder. And this month, we feel a sense of peace, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of purpose, a sense of nobility that no other deed, no other pleasure, no other worldly happiness can ever give us. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily, through the remembrance and worship of Allah, our hearts find tranquility. And in this month, even though our bodies are tired, our throats are parched, we come to the end of the day and physically we feel a bit exhausted, and yet internally, the happiness that we feel, we've done something for the sake of Allah. I've done something and I feel proud for Allah's blessings, not proud of arrogance, but the pride of humility, the pride of submission. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. I've done something that I can look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. We stand in Taraweeh, we listen to the Quran being recited, we give our charity, and subhanallah, the inner peace that we feel, the qalb and the itmi'nan, or the sakina of the qalb, it is something that no other pleasure can possibly give us of this world. And what is the purpose of this, dear Muslims? To remind us that there is no glory greater than the glory of worshipping Allah. There is no izzah that is greater than the izzah of being a Muslim. There is no peace that is greater than the peace of submission to Allah. The pleasure of worship is the ultimate pleasure. Nothing will make us feel more noble and more fulfilled and more spiritually happy than our connection with Allah. And this month, dear Muslim, it reminds us of that. This month, it allows us to understand. Deep down inside, we know, but we're weak. We need to get that dose once in a while. This is our Iman vaccination this month. We need to be reminded. And in this month, we are indeed reminded. And that's why when the month finishes, we all feel a little bit of an emptiness. And that's true, we're going to feel that. But the goal, dear Muslims, this month was gifted to us by Allah to reintroduce the sweetness of Iman. So that when this month is over, we become addicted to the real sweetness of Iman and not the false sweetness of sins. And we become so powerfully motivated to get that sweetness that we change our lifestyles. We establish that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of this month. Dear Muslims, hasn't the time come to change our lifestyles? Honestly, for how long will we delay? Wallahi, for how long? Every Ramadan comes and goes. How many people that were sitting here last year, especially this last year, and we have lost them? How many janazas have we prayed in this masjid in the last year? Everyone amongst us has lost family and friends because of this COVID and because of natural in this last year. Everyone amongst us. So for how long will we delay? Until when will we keep on procrastinating? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ. Hasn't the time come? Allah is asking in the Quran, hasn't the time come for the people of Iman that their hearts soften towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dear Muslims, this is the time of change. Not tomorrow, not next year, not if and ever I go for Hajj. When you go for Hajj, inshallah, you change even higher. But right now is the time for change. Make a commitment to Allah. I ask myself and I ask all of you, make a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what is missing in your life of the rituals and make a commitment. Ya Allah, this month I will inshallah master this one ritual and I will never give it up even after the month. If you're not praying your five prayers, now is the time to make that commitment. Enough is enough. Excuses are gone now. If you're not praying your sunnah, your 12 sunnah or your 10 sunnah, this is the month to make that better. If you're not reading the Quran regularly, this is the month to make that better. Concentrate on that one ritual that is missing. Master it in this month and then continue after the month. As well, concentrate on the one sin that makes you the most guilty. What is that one sin that makes you the most guilty and gives you the greatest distance between you and Allah. This is the month. You're not going to do that sin. It's Ramadan. Now that you've conquered that sin in this month, when this month finishes, you will inshaAllah ta'ala resolve in front of Allah. You're going to try your best to abstain from that sin. And then next Ramadan, if Allah blesses us with another Ramadan, because dear Muslims, everyone amongst us, one of these Ramadans will be the last. Statistically, there are people sitting here right now that are not going to make it to the next of Ramadan. This is the reality, statistically speaking. Yet if Allah gives us another Ramadan, we're going to do the same thing. Add one more routine, get rid of another sin, so that every single Ramadan, we raise the bar bit by bit by bit, so that every year we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ultimate goal, dear Muslims. Ramadan is meant to be a stepping stone, a ladder to Jannah. Every single Ramadan, we climb up a few steps, and then more steps, and then more steps, so that insha'Allah ta'ala, the best Ramadan of our lives shall be our last one, and the best year we live our lives shall be our last year. Because as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. What really decides our fate is the end part of our life. Ramadan is gifted to us to raise the bar, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who make every Ramadan better than the previous one, and who will make the best Ramadan the last Ramadan of their lives. May Allah azza wa jalla bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and apply His halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Dear Muslims, many of us have a misunderstanding that, you know, when I'm older, when I'm in the very end of my life, inshallah, then I will repent and I will live a better lifestyle. Of course, this is a tactic of shaitan, because none of us can guarantee that that is going to happen. We're praying janazas of people of all age groups. In the last few weeks, you have been seeing what is going on. No one can predict. But more important than that, even if one were to live 70, 80 years, that's not the right attitude, because the one who lives a life of sin will die upon sin as well. That's not the right philosophy. And Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةً ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Allah will accept the repentance of anyone who does a sin upon ignorance, and then they repent immediately. يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. They repent from that sin immediately. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah is going to accept the repentance, and Allah is غَفُورٌ and رَحِيمٌ. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ. And tawbah is not going to be given. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْبَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. They continue to live a lifestyle of evil. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ. Until finally, when death comes, they say, oh, I'm committing tawbah now. Allah, forgive me now. This is a verse in Surah An-Nisa. It is as explicit as possible. Allah reminds us, I shall accept the repentance of anyone who repents immediately. No matter what the sin was, dear Muslim, enough is enough. Whatever it was, it has happened in the past. Allah shall forgive. You lived an evil lifestyle. You drank things you shouldn't have drunk. You're taking substances. You're committing certain fraud. Whatever it is, repent to Allah. This is the month of repentance. And Allah forgives all sins. But don't be like the one Allah says, that he continues to live a lifestyle of sin. And then finally, when he sees the angel of death, he says, إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ. Allah says, no, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ. Allah does not accept the sin. Allah does not accept the tawbah of the one when he sees the angel of death. Dear Muslim, don't be like Fir'aun. Even Fir'aun repented when he saw the angel of death. What do you think? You're not going to repent when you see the angel of death? Even Fir'aun repented when he saw the angel of death. And he said, I now testify to the God of Musa. And Allah says to him, Al-an? Now? This is a rhetorical question. Now? Now you're going to accept and repent after all of this? No, it shall not be accepted of you. And that's why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the tawbah of any Muslim shall be accepted until he is on his deathbed. Once you get to that stage, then you are showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're playing games. It doesn't work that way. And that is why, dear Muslims, we need to repent when things are good for us, when we are healthy, when we're living our life. This is the time to repent. friend. So we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sincere. And dear Muslims, yes, it is difficult. Wallahi, it is difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking for perfection. We're going to slip. We are going to slip. After this month, you might make a resolve, I'm not going to do that sin again. And maybe in a month or two, you might slip into that sin. You know what? After you do that sin, again, repent to Allah. Don't revert to that lifestyle. Allah is not asking for perfection. Allah is asking for an effort. Allah is asking for a commitment. And this is the beauty of our religion. He didn't create us to be perfect. We are not angels. We will continually slip. But as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah of the one who keeps on saying, Ya Rab, adhnabtu dhanban faghfirli. No matter how many times he commits the sin, as long as the tawbah is sincere. Dear Muslim, this is the month of repentance. This is the month of maghfirah. This is the month of rahmah. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reintroducing us to the sweetness of iman. Let us taste that sweetness. Revel in it for as long as the month lasts. And then when the month finishes, let us not go back to the way we were in Sha'ban. Shawwal has to be better than Sha'ban. That's the goal of Ramadan. Shawwal and the upcoming year, this upcoming year, it must be better than the previous year. Make this our intention and goal. Make that resolve right here, right now, today, that this year, insha'Allah ta'ala, I will be a better Muslim than last year. And then the next Ramadan, even better than this one. And so on and so forth, until we meet our Lord. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his afiyah and maghfirah. And we ask Allah for tawfiq. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma لا تدع في هذا اليوم ذما إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون